neighborhood in flames. Completely in flames.
Sheriff's office! Where you at?
Help, right here! Come on, she's disabled.
All right, let me get her feet.
It's literally just an entire line across the entire mountain. Like, there's no way anything could not be destroyed.
Atlas Peak fire spreading northwest fast from the wind. We got to get out of here, folks. This is getting bad. And it's jumped Silverado. You can hear the flames from here. I can feel the heat. I can hear them. We got to get out of here, folks.
We've got fire on that side of the road. Fire on both sides of the road. The devastation that I have seen, I've never seen anything like it before.
This entire area looks, I hate to say, like a war zone.
This is a serious, critical, catastrophic event.
It looks like a bomb fell on the land and it's completely incinerated.
We left with the clothes on our back. The rest is in God's hands.
This was my life. Like, I feel like part of my life is gone.
All that's left of the main lodge is these gutters.
Our escape route was the pool in the middle of the property. We all agreed we would get in the pool.
It was like fighting a giant, you know, nothing you could do.
My dad walked through fire, literally, to try and get when he thought my mom was still in the house. You know, that's love.
I had my period of feeling real sorry for myself, but you got to go on.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.